send it to my mother.
Oh, oh, oh. Give me the address, I'll send it.
Yeah, that's where it got to go.
They don't sell Hamadia in Cleveland.
They sell it, but they don't have it.
She gets a picture in the mail.
It's like the guy, the Israeli Attorney General, when they left him, he said he's sad that his father and mother weren't there because his father was so proud and his mother would have believed everything he said.
Okay, so now we have Mishpatim. We'll speak about a good Dini Mammon is Shaila. I really have like three of them, but I can only do one at a time.
Can
so
we pick one?
Well, I prepared this one the most.
I prepared all three.
But
what is my Shaila?
Yeah. This one, here's the Shaila. It's a real Shaila that happened. There were two neighbors. One, the two ladies. One sold like mezonos things, you know, and the other one sold like party things, like cups and plates and all these kind of things, like a little business that was, you know, to make a little extra money. So the one says to the other, the one who, let's say, we'll say the one who made the mezonos, she says, "Let's advertise. We'll make like a little fair together, and we can make a lot more money." So the other one says, "I don't hold believe in these things. Well, I'll get whatever I get. I'm not advertising." Fine. So she says, "I'll do it myself." So the lady from the mezonos advertises, and it's very matzliach. Tons of people started coming. And she had it like out in the front lawn, like, you know, a whole thing.
Like a lemonade.
Like, I don't know what, how, yeah, exactly. This is how I'm saying over how I heard the shine. So the other lady looks out the window, right? She's the neighbor. Oh, wow, there's a big oilam here. So, fine. So she says, I'll give out. She had these little cards that, like, says what she does, you know. I'll give them out all over. And so everyone should know about me, too. So she did it. And then she got a big She also got a big response. So then the original lady from the mezonos says, "Hey, why should I have to spend all the money on the advertisement? It ends up that we split the whole thing, you know, so split the advertising with me." So the other one says, "You know, you already spent the money. What does it cost you, you know?" So, you know, Zeneb Lechaser. So, Mimela, why should I pay? Okay, so what is the din? Okay, that was the Shaila that I was asked. Not Lemaisa, you know. The one who told me the child's in two crack hour. Okay. So now, like this. The sugya that L'chayra might have a shaykhis is the sugya of Makif and Nikif, which is the sugya of Zenon L'chasir over there. The Gemara says that if there's a person who has a field smack in the middle, like in the donut, right in the middle, right? And the other person has all his fields around like that, encircling all around. And I have the middle field, and right, and he has all around. And the person on the outside, we call him the makif. Yeah, the person in the middle, he's called the nikif. So the makif makes a big fence all around the whole thing on the outside. So lemaisa, it helps the guy in the middle also. So the Tanakhama says, and that's how we paskin, that he's got to pay, he's got to chip in, because he also got a fence now. He also, because no one can break in, he's also safe. So what do you see? L'chaira.
So
the Gemara just talks about that you can figure out how much he would have had to make a fence for. He could have made a cheaper fence. So then,
smaller fence.
I think of that. You're right. Clary should only have to. He probably does only have to pay for the small amount. I imagine.
So if you pay my house, I have to pay you. I didn't ask. You came by, so you painted my house.
That's
on vacation.
That's a big
Well, the Gemara says that if it's something that you would do. If it's something you would
I
do,
never, I don't want it done.
No. So then, if you wouldn't do
so
it,
this guy
then
can
you
say that.
So right, yeah. So over here, we're talking about where he I'm trying to remember how the Gemara knew that he would have to make the fence.
Because he's protecting, he's automatically going to know. If they stick the shovels with the, if somebody comes in a snowstorm and someone shovels your walk without asking you.
Right. That's called a yoyreid. And the din is that if you're a yoyreid, then if it's something the guy would do, you can charge him. If the guy wouldn't do it, then you only have to give him the etzia, much less. Higher, yeah, whichever is the lesser, right, yeah. Anyways, so the din is, though, in Shulchan Aruch that you have to pay. But it says beferish in Shulchan Aruch that the only reason you have to pay, chip in, you don't have to pay, is because he ended up having to make a bigger fence because I'm in the middle. So that's why, because he's a shtickle chaser. Because the Gemara really says Zena and Evezoloi chaser is really pater. It's only because your hana is costing me, so you have to chip in. But if it would be for nothing, then really Zen and Evzoloi Chaser is pater. So as far as that goes, you don't see anything that there's no reason to make the person pay over here, because here it cost me nothing extra because of you. Right? But then there's another thing in the Gemara there. The Gemara says that what about if I put up three sides? The outer guy put up three sides. Rabbi Yossi. This is the Gemara in Bava Kama Chafa Mebeis and Bava Basra and Dalar Mebeis. Rabbi Yossi argues. He says that you wouldn't have to pay. You would not have to pay if he made the wall all the way around. But if the Makif made the wall three sides, and then the Nikif said, oh, all right, very good, I'll put up the fourth. So you were Goli Daite. If you the nichale, then Rabbi Yossi says you do have to pay. Then you're going to have to pay. So now
is the gili das only with a maisa and not with a dibur? Let's say it was megala das.
Bedibur doesn't have that case. I hear in Shulchan Aruch also it just says this thing. If the guy, and really you'll see later in some of the mefarshim, it's because you see the guy's ready to put money into it even. It's not just that he's happy.
He's basically putting his money where
his mouth is. He's mamish ready to put money.
But all it is gili das.
True. Okay, but you have to have a gili das that it's worth it to even put money into this. You'll see the reason as we'll go on what the idea of gili das is. So now the shaila is like this. If you do gili das,
and some more diamonds
in the right here, she's doing a shtickle.
She's doing a
maise, and she's.
And it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened had the woman not. And the woman
the first one.
Right. So now, by gili das, do you have to pay if the other guy didn't spend any extra money? In other words, how about by the gili das case? Would she have to pay, chip in? Even if the first person didn't lose any money, so on this the Neir Bidur says also pater. You only have to pay if the first guy had more expenses plus gili das, but without losing any money, you never have to pay. Okay, so as far as the Poshep Shat in the sugya, it comes out at least according to the Neir Bihuda, if it was Zen and Evzoloi Chaser, and I had no Hefseidim, right, then you don't have to pay. Okay. So, L'chaira, at first I thought, okay, open shut case, not big deal. I put in money, I got you Hano, which didn't cost me any extra money. It's Zen and Evzoloi Chaser, you can't make the other person pay. That's what I thought at first. But then I looked in the whole tshuva of the Neir Bihuda.
And now there are more people coming going to trash from.
Excuse me?
It's the same number of people coming. People might have come with a certain budget.
Oh, it's exactly, it's bidiyuk. Oh, very good. Your Adam said the exact same time. Now we're gonna say the story of the Neir Bihuda, and that made me change around.
I thought that also, but you talk about two different items.
Okay, well, I'll say, okay, wait one second here. So, like, we'll say over the story in the Neir de Biuda. Reuven made a perish on his zikin and kachin, right? This is this, the real shaila in the Neir de Biuda. So he decided he's printing a shas, Gmarashi Taisis shas, with his perish on the bottom. Okay, interesting.
He changed it to something
else. I don't know what he did. It's very interesting.
What, are you buying it? Are you pre-ordering?
Okay, LeClaire, I would have put it in the back. I don't know. Okay, so the guy went to a printing house, and he ordered this chest. So the guy's fine. So he made him a bunch of, however many, I don't know, order 1,000, whatever it is, made him his order, and shalom. After that, so in those days, and maybe even nowadays, they have like plates, which is a whole big ASIC to make the plates with all the letters and everything. Right. So the guy thinks to himself, the publisher thinks to himself, Shane, I have already a whole Nezikin and Kachim here. I'll take off his parish and print a nice another 1,000 chassis of Nezikin and Kachim. So I'll say to there. And he starts selling his Nezik and Kachims. So the first guy says, one second, I spent a good few hundred ruble, or I don't know what it's called, right? Shaina Matvaya, on that Sidur HaOisius, right? I mean, so give me back. I mean, for all the printing, for the whole thing. So the Neir de Biuda writes, he goes through the same sugya.
How did
he says,
the guy get the plates?
How did what?
Them.
The printer,
the printer has the plates.
He paid
them.
Right, but then how did the guy who got the, who wanted to edit it get them?
He didn't.
The printer prints it all.
The public, the way it was, to be more accurate, the Neir says there were three really things. You go to like the Kablan Matfis, and the Kablan Matfis jobs it out, and like that. So, okay. So the Neir de Biuda says, this is the sugya of Makif Nikif. The guy tied it, Makif Nikif. Makif Nikif. So the Neir de Biuda says, look in Makif Nikif, and you'll see that he's pater. Because it same cheshbon we just went through. That it doesn't cost you anymore. And the only time you ever have to pay when you have a nose is if the guy costs you more, and it didn't cost you anymore. So that's what he writes on the first three quarters of the tshuva. Then I changed my mind, like the native beauty.
It's not the same sugya because here the matzis is in this business. It's not like there's two people who have the same need, and then one does something for himself and helps somebody else. When the Sefer pays the matzis,
right?
Who wants the plate?
They're all masking that the Matfis owns a place.
It's a Matfis's work. It's a Matfis's business. That's why a person, you pay for that service.
You're saying it's a mamish pashit. It's pashit. How can you have any tiny sound?
No, but my thing is, the problem I'm having, I'm not fully understanding it myself, but I know it's not the same sugya as Makif and Nikif. It's two different things that we're talking about.
The way the guy's claim is, I put in all the money to set up the plates,
but it's not a mutual interest.
And then you go ahead and use all what I put my money in, and you get it for free?
That's
like his time.
Basic business practices. In other words, what's the minute? In other words, if it's the mafia's, everyone's time it's the printer's page.
That's what it looks like.
Then it's his.
It's too bad. What can he do?
It's his.
Why does the Baal Sefer pay? The Baal Sefer says it's my money, but the mafia's, the guy who's in this business, puts in his effort.
Well,
okay.
He got paid for that.
No, but it's not like... It's not like
to put up defense. I mean,
He should have taken the plates. Right, and that maybe would cost more money.
Which is what artists do.
And you didn't do that.
That's what artists do. They break the plates. It's a limited edition.
Every contract,
right?
I want to speculate. In the old times, I ordered 1,000 shasins to sell,
But what happens if I sell them out and I want them on Durashniya? And probably the princess kept the old place in case you come back and you need more. So meanwhile, he said, oh, meanwhile, I have it, I'll also use it. But then
you mean that really he has the chus in the plate still?
What?
Maybe the first guy still has some chusim left in the plates.
I'm speculating.
I hear. It doesn't bring it up in the night of Yehuda. I hear. So anyways, what you're tining is going to be tined. So anyways, listen to what happened at the end. At the end, the night of Yehuda writes, I changed my mind. So he says, I changed my mind that I hold that the guy does need to pay. That the madfis is going to have to pay. He says, why? Because as we said, if you do lose, money, if the hano, if the other guy gets hano, and the guy who put up the fence would lose money, like he had to make a bigger fence, then taka, you do have to pay him. So he says, I hold that the guy is losing money.
The guy with the payrish.
Why? Because he says, most guys couldn't care less about your payrish. They want to buy a shas. So they were stuck. They were cornered because the only shas out there was the one with your payrish. So they ended up getting. But now this guy is selling the same item without the payrish. You lost most of your customers.
And he's probably
Mimela,
the price too.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper and probably felt people like it better without the payrish. So Mimela, now this guy was mafsid. So it's Zen and Ev is Echoser.
But that presumes that there's no other substitute.
There what? That's what he was assuming.
I'm saying by Svar, he's presuming that there are no other substitutes.
I guess. Or not enough. Right, true. So then listen to how he says. So he says, how much should he pay him? So he says like this. 50, he says, at first, he says, L'chair, it's totally machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. Why? Because it says that if, let's say, the guy was nene, like the case in Shulchan Aruch was, I used your house without permission, so I was nene, right? So if it was loichaser, because that guy doesn't rent out the house, right? I just dropped in and decided to sleep in your house. So if the guy doesn't rent it, so it's nene v'zeh loichaser, then I'm potter. But if the guy ruined the room a little, because the room got a little, then you do pay. How much do you have to pay? So the Rambam, Shita, with the Ramah, however much you ruined, $2, I don't know, $1. Whatever it is, yeah. But the Shulchan Aruch passing, like Rav Rishayim, the entire rent, a full rent. So he says like this. So he says, according to Shulchan Aruch, the amount would be full rent. Lamaisi Paskins Lalocha, it would be full rent, which would mean, he says, the way you would do it is that if, let's say, the first guy put out 1,000 shasses, and the matvis himself, the one with the parish was 1,000, let's say, and the matvis made 500, then he would have to pay a third of the letter setting. Because, like, there's 1,500 chassis we put out with these letters. I used 500. 50-50. Right, and if it would be 1,000, it would be 50-50. He says, according to the Rambam, the amount would be only the $2 in that case. So he says, over here, it would be however much money the first guy lost. So he says, but halacha lemaisa, it won't be a difference here, he says, because he probably lost more than the whole $500. He lost more than 50%, probably. So Mimela, you have to really pay. He's Paskin's lemaisa, he's got to pay him for the whole use of the letters.
Because
of that svar.
Because of that competition svar.
Right. Oh, so now, Reb Chanina Reicher, you're mechamen to shver. Tying it that here also the lady's could say people come for like a kiddush, they want to buy stuff here, they're making a kiddush, a simcha or whatever, right? And they come with a certain amount of money, right? So the pshat is if the only thing around is mizaynus, then they spend all the money on that. But if they see and the neighbor has kiddush, these cups and these plates and the, it's a boy, it's a girl, it's a all this kind of stuff, right? So then they spend some of the money on that, and then they end up spending less money on the mezainis. So Mimela, you have the same kind of. Let's say it's true. Okay, if it's not true, so it's boring. So then you're right. Then you put it. But what if it's true? Okay. So
think
now
of the other way. Think of it: the one who put up the thing, the one that sold the plates, and the one who joined it was the Mazonist. Then it's easier to hear.
No. Okay. Fine. Let's
for
say
for men.
Right or whatever. So the kids are. Let's say it's true.
Yeah.
So then he's dying. So maybe it's like the native Yehuda. So now it was Zenan of Zechaser. So now, like, so the...
What's the
Smor
of Shachloch, by the way?
What?
What's the Smor of Shachloch in the full amount?
What's the reason for it? You mean, why should it be? Oh, so we're getting Mamash get there in a minute. We're getting Mamash get there in a minute. So, but there are two big Masigim on the Noyda Biruda. And they ding Zach Ledina with him. The first one is Rav Baruch Tam. He says, I don't understand how the Noyda Biruda can say such a psak. He says, maflim hadvor. He says like this. You're not shtelling tzu, the right kind of loss. You're bringing from a Shulchan Aruch and a Rambam that if a guy jumped into my house and ruined it a little bit, so then you could already charge him full rent. What does it mean the guy ruined it a little bit? That he had no right doing what he did. He was a shtickel mazik, right? He ruined the room a little bit. So we say, once you already were a little mazik, you're going to have to pay full rent. But over here, the guy's a tzaddik gomer. The guy did the job, gave you your shasin, the plates belong to the madfis, and gesund de hate, you know, why can't he make shasin? So you say, but you made me lose money. Legally, yeah. I mean, any guy who opens any store ever, or does anything, makes people lose money.
Only
you're allowed to do that.
Only as a substitute.
As long as it's not against the laws of bar mitzvah or whatever, you know. But here, there's no problem. His was shas with a parish. My was shas with out of parish. His is this, that. It's not. There was no problems. So what do you mean? I made you lose money. Excuse me? In certain particular cases. But here, no one was tying masi gvul. Like, that was not on the table. Because it's different. It's different items. This guy has a shas with a parish. Well, there, I don't know the details really. I know it was two people were making a shas, and they gave rishus to one, and I don't know the details. Slavita and Vilna. Oh, yeah, that's, I hear. I don't know the details. But here, like, no one was saying that problem. They was fine. They nobody had any ties on each other. So he says, what kind of mafsid is that? What kind of mafsid is that? And that's a mutter dikka mafsid. He doesn't hear any shaykhs. So now, in order to... to defend... That would be, of course, then he would say the same thing here. Because
so.
Also, I didn't do anything wrong.
More so, because they're not substitutes, they're complements.
You mean they're total... Right, okay.
They're not substitutes.
Just the economics.
Okay, I wouldn't like... I'm not happy that the people who come with $100 might not...
Right,
but that's not us there. You're allowed to open another store on the block, even though people might want to buy two things. Okay, well, so what is the teretz on this kasha? Teretz is like this. Already, Rav Chaim asked the kasha. It says like this. It goes on Taisus. We explained the Gemara like Taisus. The story was, I was in the middle. He had the guy around, and he made a fence all the way around the whole property.
Outer
side. Rashi learns that the guy made the inner fence because he doesn't want from me to him and him to me. In other words, between us two. So the Gemara and so that's how Rashi says the case was. So the Taisa says impossible. The Gemara calls this Zenene Vizeloy Chaser. The Gemara calls this case the case of Zenene Vizeloy Chaser. Zok Taisa, if it's between me and you, how can you say Zenene Vizeloy Chaser? I'm Eloch Chaser Gadol Mizeh. All the whole money that I put into this whole fence is all chaser. It's all, you're causing every drop of it. It's all for you, between you and me. So Tais says, I don't hear why that's not loy chaser. That's chaser.
No, chaser is going on the person who's affected, not by the person.
But both have enough from it. What do you mean chaser?
No, I want to charge the guy in the center, right?
I'm
the outer guy built it, right? I'm charging you.
Yes.
So I'm saying I want to charge you because you're a nen, right? So you answer back, no, but I'm Nana and you're like chaser. You're not chaser or anything. What? So I don't want to pay. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. That's the case. It's then Nana of Zelo chaser. So Tais says, what do you mean, Zelo chaser? Well, I didn't lose any money. I lost my whole money.
Well, that's like, you don't have to have a statement for that case. You don't have to have a circle. You're going to have one neighbor putting up a fence between the other neighbor.
It's a reverse.
It's the same case in that case. Because I'm putting up the fence. Oh, you're getting held up from the fence also. You should help pay for the fence.
Yeah.
It's the same. The circle, in other words, configuration, one inside, outside, doesn't make a difference. And that's not okay.
Well, Tais is trying.
I'm just putting up a fence, period.
Yeah, but the reason I put it, why am I putting up a fence?
Between your property and my property. That's all. I'm just putting up a fence between your property and my property.
So you're saying.
But you, I wouldn't be putting up a fence.
That's what Tais is defining.
Okay,
how can you say I wasn't losing anything? If not for you, I wouldn't have a penny. I wouldn't lose a penny. And all the money I'm losing is all because of you.
Here we no need for a fence.
Right.
That's just any fence. So Tyson, if it's a fence on the outside, that's what Tyson switched.
I understand.
Then the reason is because I don't want people to get off him all over the getting. So I need that anyways.
Right, but in this case, if you're gonna say that I'm putting up a fence between you and me, in other words, the inside the circle, outside, surrounding the inner circle,
right.
But I'm the outside owner.
Right.
Right, so that's the same. What I'm saying, that's the same. He's putting up a straight line fence between me and my neighbor.
That's right. And so Tais says that would be called chaser. Tais thinks
isn't
that you.
Isn't that backwards? Then that chaser means if I go into somebody else's house and I use his house,
right?
I'm the active person,
right?
And the passive person is not chaser,
right?
So then that's nezer chaser. This is the opposite. I don't defense. I can't be chaser like chaser. What does that have to do with that?
Well, I mean, what should I do? The Gemara says this is the case of Zen and Evzel Lechaser. We have to go. The Gemara says this is the case of Zen and Evzel Lechaser. That's the Gemara.
By which case?
But when I build the fence, so it's called, the Gemara says that. So Tais says, I hold that that's a right, that my seer is the right seer. It must have been he built on the outside. So I built a fence for myself to protect a novin. So so the middle guy is Nehane, and there was Loichas. The outside guy was Loichas.
The parents against Taisus is Loichaser. What the Gemara means is Loichaser klapi, that person's unknown. Loichaser klapi, the inside guy's unknown. The outside guy, he spent his money for his motivation. He wants a separation between outside and inside. The outside guy wants the separation also. But he's not Chaser. If the other guy
so you're
that person's Hanoi is not.
He still did it for himself.
Right.
Okay, so basically you're pretty close. Rav Chaim says you've got to say that Rashi holds that chaser means when I took away from you, like I was mechaser you.
Right.
So I wasn't mechaser you. You did it yourself. You did it yourself for your own reasons. So that's called loichas. Oh, so now this is here comes the punchline. So then at the end the Gemara says, no, the is takapater. But here, this is you were goyim mi hakefa, you were the goyim for the hakefa. You caused me to make this fence, right? Like according to Rashi, the inside. Right? So that's worse than Zen and this is not. This is more chayiv. This is you can't call that lechaser. So says Rav Chaim, what changed? What changed? But I still didn't do it for myself, and you didn't do any hezek to me or anything. So what changed? So Zok Rav Chaim, what changed is the Gemara saying like this.
Between the
Havan and the Maskana. Right. What's the Maskana? So he said, the Maskana is that really Nana alone already pays. Really Nana alone. You're going to ask me a shayla, so why is Zen and Evzel Chaser Pater? That's only because the guy is Enoi Makbid. I don't care. I'm not Makbid. Or there's three Nischois. Rav Chaim says Enoi Makbid. the Machane Ephraim writes Moichal, and the Pnei Yeshua writes Kaifal Midas Doin. You have to be Moichal. Why should I pay you? You didn't lose a thing. Okay, but in other words, really, mitzad ikara din, din imamnes geret, if I'm a hana you really, you should have to pay me for the hana alone. Just that either I'm not makpin on you, or I'm meichel you, which just sounds like the same thing really, or you have to meichel him because kaifer amidas doin. That's the whole tour of Zen and Zoli Chasser is these things. This is what Rav Chaim and the Machane Ephraim, the Pnei Yeshua says, these type of things. Memela, so now that's what the Gemara changes. The Gemara says, but if I made the whole fence between me and you, I am Machvid. Or if you say Machane Ephraim, I'm not Moichel you. Or it's not Midas Doim if I'm going to expect you to pay also. Because Lamai said, you are Goyer me this. That's what changed. In other words, in the Havmin, the Gemara thought it has to be a real loss. Like, I only have to pay if I was mazik you, or I made you a real monetary loss. So the Gemara says, you don't need a real monetary loss. Nene is really already a chiyuv mamon. I made a fence between me and you. It helps both of us. Chiyuv mamon. You're nana for me. Only what? If it really is no difference whatsoever to me, what should I care less? So then I'm moichel you, or I have to moichel you. But if I do care, because I say, well, listen, if you didn't live here, I wouldn't have a fence.
What's the difference between Mavriachari?
Mavriachari is a different thing. That's not called nene. That's like, because I just... Mavriach, amafsid is not called nene. But if you mamash give a person a thing... Oh, so Memela, that's how Chaim learns the whole piece of Gemara.
Chiyuv mamon is only the last two on Moichel and Midas Doin. The first one is
Eni Makbid,
is no Chiyuv
mamon. No, the Chiyuv mamon, all three, is the Nana alone. The Nana alone is already the Chiyuv mamon.
Why do you say that by the first case?
By Eni Makbid, I'm not Makbid that you should pay me. That's what it means, Eni Makbid. I'm like Mevater, like Moichel, the same idea as Moichel. I don't care. Listen, I'm doing it anyways. What do I care? Why shouldn't another be
there? I can understand that. That means that it's a kafir almost.
He really should be chayv to pay his chayv.
It's not. It just happens. You don't have to do it. I'm not
makbid. Okay, meaning you don't have to pay. I'm not makbid that you should pay me for it.
There's no reason to pay in such a case. I'm saying.
Well, no, that's what we're saying. Really, there is. Really, maker of the...
I'm
nene, then really you should. It's just that since I'm Michael,
I have to say that. That's my point. You can say it even with.
But if you don't say it, then we're going to get in trouble. So Memela, that's how. So Chaim comes out like that, and really all these three Achreinim are in the same boat. They're all saying the same thing. The end of the sugya really is Nene has to pay. To get out of that I'm Michael you, or I have to Michael you, you need to have something that makes me be Makbid. Now, comes out like this. Think about what I'm saying. Really, you did not mazik me at all. You didn't. I can't charge you that you made trouble for me, that I made a fence. I made the fence out of my own rutzen. I can't say you did anything wrong to me. It's not the one we say hezek. In other words, I'm bringing a new case of hezek. The Baruch Time said, well, the hezek in Rambam was making the guy's walls black, which was a hezek. But the emes is, it doesn't have to be a hezek. Chaser could be anything that makes me be makbid. If the reason I'm makbid is because you were goyim it, right? So even though that's not a hezek at all, like Rav Chaim is saying, but Lamaisa, I'm going to say, come on, if not for you, I wouldn't have made this fence. So I'm not moichel you. That also counts for chaser.
What says that in Tosfos also, which is Rashi?
In Rashi, he's saying it for Rashi, but the same idea that Rav Chaim is saying applies to Tosfos, because when I make the fence around on the outside, yeah, can I say, oh, Mister in the middle, you just were mechaser me, you did something. What did you? How did I asked you to make that fence? I never told you anything. You did it on your own. So it's the same Rav Chaim svar. Rav Chaim says, so it's not the pshat.
The opposite. Then it's in that I'm putting up the fence because of you.
Right.
I'm not putting up defense because you are because of me.
Right. So, but even over there, so, but but there the Gemara says, like Tosfos, the Gemara says, Gar misli hakofi yaseir, you made me make my fence bigger than before. So on that bigger part, because if I had a smaller compact, right? So again, it's the same kind of idea. So memela, oy bezoy, then I can understand the Noida Behuda's idea. Because the pshat is that you don't need a real mazik if I'm just not moichel you because lamaise, look what you're doing to me, right? Lamaise, you are making me lose my shasim, you know, I can't sell. So that's also good enough to be because the real chiyav is al tnane. The chiyav is not because of mazik. So that helps out the Noida Behuda a lot. Okay, that was my svar to explain the Noida Behuda. Okay, so now, according to that already, then the same thing would be over here. She could say the same thing. Even though you weren't mazik me, but Lamai say, you are causing me a loss in my income, so I'm already makbid. And then I found Baruch Hashem Altanadim Sayeli, who mamish said the exact same pshat as me. This after I wrote my thing, Ritzvi Cracker told me Amarokim. I looked it up. A tshuva from the Divrei Malkiel. Mamish says this svar. The case in the Divrei Malkiel is like this. It's a little different than how it works now. He says, a guy invented, or whatever, he made a concoction of some kind of sweet waters, I don't know, with good smelling, good tasting, some kind of thing. And then you needed to get a rishayon from the refuah from I don't know, must have been something for health from the Russian from Varsha, I don't know where, it's something over there. So you had to pay good money to get this thing, the license, right? And then the guy puts on each bottle a sticker that, you know, his name and the license number, you know, fine. So a guy 16 parsois away. That's what he writes. Also knew how to make this sweet water. Okay? So he started making the sweet water. And this doesn't work anymore. But in those days, once they gave a reshus, it means it's reshus l'chuli alma. So this guy puts on his bottles
stickers.
There's the same, you know, there's the same reshus number. There was no like, yeah. And he wrote, Reb Yankel got the reshus. He wrote on the bottles, you know, Reb Yankel's reshus. Fine, and he started selling that. So the guy tainted.
Reb Yankel's the first guy?
The first guy is Reb Yankel. And the second guy is selling the same sweet waters. So Reb Yankel said, two tiny signs. First of all, I spent a lot of money on getting that license. You should chip in with me. Second of all, I don't like the whole thing. I don't want you to sell. Because whoever you sell to, I don't sell to. Okay, what do you say over here? So the Divrei Malkiel says, L'chaira, the first guy could say, Zenen ev zolei chaser. Because, I mean, you bought the license for yourself anyways. You would have bought it no matter what. And so But then you say, no, it's a big chaser. Because he's making lose business. So he says, yeah, but that's not halachically called chaser. Because he lives in a different city. He's allowed. And you can't say I'm mazik you or like doing anything wrong. So l'chayra, I'm not a chaser. So he says, yeah, but that's not true. And he brings Mamash this right. He says, here also, the Gemara says, when I make the bigger fence, that's called a chaser. And could you say that there was something wrong, that he was mazik me? I did it on my own. So what do you see? That any type of loss is good enough. So memela, lechaira, this loss should also be good enough. Okay, so Himamish says this exact cheshbon.
But what Rebbe's saying is it's like medicine. The whole thing with generic medicine. I spent 10 years doing research.
He did his own research. The guy over there, he knew how to make it. Yankel didn't teach him, and he didn't teach him. He just needed the license, and he didn't have one. And now this guy got the license, so he already started selling it. Okay, so I was very happy. So that's the first hurdle. The first hurdle was that, is this a chaser or is this not a chaser? So now we have the or more time he time chaser means mamish mazik, but we have a lot of achrenim saying not that way. Nedar Behuda is saying not that way. L'chay Rav Chaim is saying not that way. Anything that I'm makbid on, anything that I'm not happy, is good enough. So then L'chay Rav Taka, she can make the lady pay for half the advertising. But then there's another huge taina on the Nedar Behuda, and that's from the Tshuvas Yeshua's Malkai. And we got to get around this one also. The Yeshua's Malkai taina is like this. He says, I don't hear what's flying over here. Bishlama, if you are getting hana from somebody else's property, for example, I'm using your wall, right? It's Ruvay made a wall, and I'm using Ruvay's wall. So I could say, you're having hana from my wall, you got to pay. Or in the house case, I jump into your house with no rishus, I'm sleeping on your bed, I'm using your room. I'm nene from your property, you have to pay. He says, but I don't understand. He says, I don't understand what's flying over here. The plates belong to the madfis. It's his property. So he's lucky. Fine, he has plates. How in the world should the madfis have to pay money to this outsider for using his own plates? That's not doimit to anything that you see in any other sugya. You always find in the sugyas that I'm using the other guy's thing. So I got to pay for that. I can't live in a guy's house for free. I can't use a guy's wall for free. If I'm using it, I got to pay. But
he wouldn't have had it if the guy hadn't come to him to print the shots.
Okay, that's grumma. Like, in other words, he's saying, that's like grumma, that's my luck. Okay, you were, but now it's over, and now no one's saying that I have to give you the plates. So they're mine, so shalom. So that sounds like a really good time. That was really what you were saying before. And so he says, Lefichach nearly halacha lemaise deloy kehanei de Behuda. He's like, stark. He holds that it's not. So I didn't know what to say. It sounds like a really good time on the Nei de Behuda. I was guessing around something like you were saying, maybe the Nei de Behuda thought that the guy does own some rights in the plates. But I didn't have anything solid until I saw the next stick on the Divrei Malki. And this mamish answered for what the Nei de Behuda was thinking. What's that?
He went and made the plates, but for the other person.
That's true. But that still, tzarich bir, how come it's now it's mine? So listen to this unbelievable Divrei Malki, what he wants to say. Which he says, you have this Gemara here from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's shita is that even if I did make a hakefa yaseira, right, even if I have to make a bigger wall because of you, potter anyways, too bad. But if I made the hakefa yaseira on three sides, and the guy, the middle guy, finished it off, so gili das, now you got to pay. So Taisus already asks, like, if your shita is that even though the guy went longer, you don't pay, so I'm gili das, very nice. I'm very happy. I'm very happy that I don't have to pay. Like, why being happy makes me have to pay? It's not understandable what's Rabbi Yosef's svara in this gili das thing. So Taisus like writes like very like hard, like he doesn't like, he said like a line, but he was goli daite. But he doesn't like really
Rashi
say.
What's
that?
Rashi Pshat was the inner wall is easier.
But even there, it's like hard to understand. In other words, if the guy would make the whole thing all the way around the inner, then I don't have to pay a penny.
Because he did it all.
Because he did it.
Three ball,
but if he does three and I do the fourth one, then I have to pay for those
because
three.
Because I'm benefiting, but I can't. My wall is meaningless without the other three.
Right.
The only reason that my wall is because I can attach it to your wall.
Okay, but I'm saying if I would make all four, right?
Right.
Then he's free. No pay, no charge for your
BAs. He didn't do anything.
Because
the guy on the inside didn't do anything.
Right.
Okay, yeah. As soon as he does something,
without the other three, what he done would have been meaningless.
I think the main point of the kasha though is because the reason why the Gemara, the nerds, if it would say that the inner guy can claim I don't have an anah from you, that would be easy chilek. Here he's claiming I don't have any anah from you. There, what do you mean you don't have anah? You see, you did it yourself. But the Gemara is writing that Avadi is a nene. And the Tanakhama says, then nene, you have to pay. I made all four wells, you're a nene. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't agree because it's a nene veloy chaser. I don't call that a chaser. Okay, if that's the reason you're giving, so why being Gili Daita is going to. So really, the Yamshel Shloima already writes this. He says, Eini Mavin Svora Zu Klal. Yeah, the Yamshel Shloima doesn't understand the svar at all. He's the first one that likes it. He's like, I don't get it. If it's Zenev, Zechaz, or Pater, what's the difference if you're Megaltas? So listen to this new idea that Divrei Malkiel wants to say. He says, must be pshats like this. He says, just like we know that when two people have to do something together, like there's the whole Sugim Baba Basra, you're mechuyev to make a wall between you and your neighbor, then either neighbor can do it and charge the other guy. Because you're like automatic shutfim. Okay. What's that? Like Hezekiah, let's say it's Hezekiah, right? So then it doesn't matter who does it. Whoever does it charges the other guy, you have to do it. So Zokter, pshat in this Gilidas thing is that something which we didn't have to do together, but at the end I show that I would be happy to do it, retroactively makes us shutfim. That's his understanding of Rabbi Yossi. So when I go ahead and connect my fourth wall, then that retroactively makes it like we were shutfim. And memela, if we were shutfim, then we did it together, then of course we have to put the money in together. That's why Rabbi Yossi says you're chayav. That's his pshat in Rabbi Yossi.
One person does it by himself. That's not
That's not shutfus.
Even though there's hanav,
but there's no shutfus. That's his svar. So he says, "Memela I paskin." This is what he says. "Memela I paskin." That in the how do you call that thing that he got from the varsha, the license, the license. Since he was Megal Das, because he started selling it and doing all that. They're retroactively shutfim in the license, and they have to split the license. And he says, and I found the same yesoid in a Noida Behuda, and he brings this Noida Behuda. He says that the Noida Behuda said that they have to split the plates. So why do they have to split the plates? The teretz is, if you're ever Megalad Das, that you want to use it, and you put money into your project, then retroactively you're shutfim. So it's like we were shutfim in setting up the plates. Unbelievable thing. So he says, so with this, okay, now I get it. Now I understand the Neida Behuda. Which, of course, then it would come out, according to all that, that here too, it should come out, that if she does a Gili Das, then they're retroactively shutfim in the advertisement, and they would both have to pay.
So the
Mephis
was Megaladas
because
he's going to print the
shots.
Because he's printing
shots. So
what
was her action?
I don't know. Is that good enough? Maybe that's not good enough. What? To be a Gili Das, maybe. Because she didn't do much. She just gave out cards.
Maybe.
She gives out cards anyway. Maybe it's just maybe that's not a Gili Das. That could be. It's not a Gili Das.
So you asked me to build a house. Or everybody asked me to build a house. So I go build a house. I got to go buy some tools.
Yeah.
Does that mean that now I can mechayev you to pay for my that? So now you're a shutif in my tools. Why is it any different than the printer plates. On the plates? It's tools for his arbit. You're not a printer. You're a mefarish. So fine. These are the tools of my trade.
Saying why in the world should we say
only if you're going to use them?
It's the other way around.
Because you use the
right?
License, or you use
not the license, the plates. The plates.
Yeah, but
look,
we're going the other way. The printer, we're making the printer a partner in the plates. We're putting the printer into the partnership.
It's his tools. It's his tools. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so then all the more so. So nerds, the shot is so. When the plates are being set up,
I suppose it goes back to what how you do business. If you're not buying the plates, he's buying the printed material. That's what
right,
he wants.
Okay.
He can't do anything with the plates. He's not a printer.
Right. But now, but look at this. In other words, if let's say the two of them would say in the beginning, you know what, we both are going to do shasas on this thing. Let's. Pay for the plates together. Then for sure you'd understand that,
yeah,
right?
Okay, fine.
Okay, so we say that's called like retroactively. It's like you in the beginning already also wanted to set up those plates for yourself.
Somebody asked me to redo their driveway. I had to go buy a bulldozer to drive a driveway. So now every time I use that bulldozer, this guy's a shooter.
No, you're going the other way though.
Yeah, because he paid him for it.
Right,
he paid him to make the plate.
Right,
in your case, you bought the bulldozer.
If you buy
the guy bought the house, didn't buy you the bulldozer.
Okay, right, so I need to buy a bulldozer. So you say fine.
I'll pay
whatever it costs. You tell me what it costs you today. Okay, fine. I need to buy a bulldozer. It cost me $10,000, whatever, $20,000 to do the driveway.
Right.
You're fine. So now every time I want to use I use the bulldozer, you should get a share of that, a chelik of that.
You're saying if you just pay. But
you're not competing
by the plates.
He's not paid
right
for the plates.
Yeah, you're right. That's
if
not
he makes another shot.
You need the losing also.
Yeah, you need the losing.
You're losing.
I'm a homeowner.
So
you go and pay.
So that's only when it's a substitute.
Or loss of money somehow.
Loss of money, right.
Like
okay.
Here.
So it's very difficult to say.
You mean here it's not as much of a
loss
of money.
Money.
I
right. You,
all right, I see. I just want to finish off by saying that even though that's the svara that the Divrei Malkiel says, the whole svara of the Divrei Malkiel is like very tough. What is this business that you're retroactively a shutif? I mean, it sounds all very nice, but it's just a bunch of words. I mean, well, what do you mean? I'm not retroactively a shutif. What is this business here?
So if you're a printer and you make a third shot for somebody else, you have to give the first guy half the profit? It's a shutif now, right? I'm saying it's a shutif. So now the printer says, gets another customer, so he's making for him.
Yeah, you mean, so he also be a shutif, you're saying. On the next
guy.
If he's losing,
the
if he's losing, though.
Yeah,
he's losing.
Because
there's more competition. Because now there's more
competition.
It should come out. Okay, we have to finish up a different time. What?
No damage. No damage.
Yeah. Right. Oh, so according to this, the answer is because really you have to pay for nen.
Okay.
It's only that if the guy says loichaser, but as soon as I'm makbid on you, I'm not going to be meichel you.
Pay the full amount.
Because you have to pay the full amount even with no chaser.